hear from media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning. Another great week for you guys. Go out on the road and rally from 16 down to beat Hofstra 86-80, and then a pretty convincing performance, 75-58 win at Delaware on Saturday. Before we talk about the week ahead, give me your view on what went so well in those two games.
You know, we're starting to play better. I thought we rebounded the ball well. Our ball movement's been good. You know, we had nine different guys, Rob, scoring double figures over the Thursday, Saturday. And, you know, we're getting a little bit, you know, more into a routine now. You know, everything's Thursday, Saturday, and you get practices and you can prepare. And so we're starting to play better. We're not all the way there yet, but we get a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully we can get there.
You touched on the nine guys in double figures. I know you've been playing at least 10 guys really regularly. You've had some talented teams in your time at Towson, but is this maybe one of your deepest teams that you've had?
Yeah, it absolutely is our deepest. And, you know, I've said all along, I keep telling guys, it's our most talented team. I'm going to look really smart at the end of the year. People are going to think I was utterly confused. You know, we really could play 11. We had a kid, Tunstall, who's practicing great. It's just that Davis and Modell have been playing so well, we can't get them on the floor. So, you know, if we're going to get where we hope to get to, it's going to be different guys, different nights. Guys got to keep pulling for each other, be happy for each other, which they've been the last couple weeks, and that's what we're going to need moving forward. You hope that our physical, aggressive style of play, playing a lot of guys, can, you know, wear some people down and kind of keep us strong on a Thursday, Saturday, if we ever were fortunate enough to get to play three games in 3 days, you know.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to talk about a couple of those guys who did have big weeks last week, and start with Thursday with your freshman Zane Martin, 23 points in 23 minutes, and certainly was a big part of that comeback. Talk about his game on Thursday and what you've seen from him and his potential.
Well, yeah, we think he's got a chance to be a really good player for us. You know, I think like most guys, he's been practicing better, so he's been rewarded with more minutes. I think he's one off season away from making a major jump. Now, you know, same thing, he's like a lot of freshmen, he's made strides, still learning defensively, and got to consistently take care of the ball. But we're excited about him when we recruit him. He's got a great, great body, and he's got things he's got to work at. But I think he's primed to make a big jump for us and really help us down the stretch too.
How big is that transition, or how long does it take for freshmen to adjust to that college game? You said he had sort of a college body, but and starting to practice better. But how long do you feel like it takes before a freshman is ready to really step into that kind of role?
Well, I mean, some freshmen can do it right away. It also depends on, you know, sometimes there's guys in front of you or teams are really good, and it's hard to the guys that can get consistent minutes. I always think guys take a, you know, for us, and we've had guys take a big jump between their first and second year, whether it's a transfer that sat out, or like, you know, Davis and Morsell went from guys that were, you know, decent as freshmen to all conference guys as sophomores. I think once guys get that, like Zane will be the first to tell you, he's like, I never worked like this. I didn't know he had to work like this every day. And, you know, I think it's like, yeah, that's what you got to do. And, you know, the sooner it becomes a habit, then you'll start to, because you're talented, then your talent will, you know, once you have good habits, then your talent will start to take over. So it's hopefully quickly, but sometimes it takes a, you know, two-thirds to a whole season for a freshman to kind of get that.
One guy that has made the jump from that freshman to sophomore year, Alex Thomas, and saw a little bit of time as reserve for you last year, but is sort of the unsung guy, I kind of feel like, in your starting lineup. It came up big at Delaware, 13 points in 18 minutes, 5-5 from the floor. And talk about his growth from year one to year two in your program.
Yeah, I mean, he's really an intelligent player. He's our best front court defensive player. It's not even close. If anything, we need him to be a little more assertive and at times selfish, and he was challenged, Rob, on coming out of Thursday. He was challenged, and I really was encouraged how he responded. If he can continue to give us some offense in the paint, He's arguably our most skilled guy in there. The ball comes out of his hand really soft. He has a jump hook. He has a turnaround. If he can give us some of that, it's really going to help some of our other guys that have been scoring.
We talked last week, or you talked about how much you were hoping to get Mike Morcell on track after a little bit of a slump, and he seemed to break out in that game against Delaware, 17 points, the most since late December. Did you feel like that was sort of a breakout effort for him?
I hope so. We showed him that Space Jam movie a couple times, you know, where the guy gets his powers back and starts playing. He played really good against Delaware. He got to the foul line. He was energized defensively, and then he started making some shots. I think maybe he was looking the reverse order, a couple games before that. Back at it yesterday at practice. We try to get at him pretty good because I like to tell these guys they can't live on memories. You got to handle some prosperity the right way. But, you know, look, at the bottom line is he's our most gifted guy. And if he can play like he did Saturday and certainly how he did through a tough, tough non-conference schedule, that's going to be a big, big weapon for us because he's a guy that, you know, and I think you see it on some teams that are having success, he's a guy that can kind of make something out of nothing and just make a play offensively. And we all look like better coaches when the ball goes in the basket.
You guys are back at home on Thursday night against College of Charleston, who's sitting 7-1 in the league. You've seen them once in early January and lost by five, and it seems like over the years you guys have always had really hard-fought games with them. What are some of the keys on Thursday night and the things that you're hoping to do differently?
Well, we can play a little better. We had a shot to win the game down there, and you know, obviously our guys, both Johnny Davis and Morcell, both had poor nights down there. It was a defensive struggle, so we certainly have to guard. I think, you know, obviously I've said all, I think Brantley's the most talented guy in the league, and Cheely's certainly a first-team all-conference guy. They got dynamic perimeter guys, though, and Johnson and Pointer and Riller, you know. So I think it's, you know, can we guard again? And, you know, for us, we've got to be able to score the ball at the rim, at the red zone, and have a big, big number on the glass. They're absolutely a postseason team, and I'm sure a heavy favorite coming into this game on Thursday. But our guys are excited for the challenge. But, you know, we've got to do what we've been doing. I just think guys can play up to their ability. But our guys are excited to get back on the court on Thursday.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks.